enemy and opposite of God.
Yes,
the devil's work.
Sure. You ever heard people call the devil anything else?
Satan.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe if parents want to get their children to behave, they might say, if you don't straighten up, the old...
The devil's going to get you. Mm-hmm.
Is that, would that be the same as a boogeyman?
All those to say.
Yeah.
Boogeyman.
Yeah.
Me and the devil's going to get you.
Okay. What about these things that people might claim they see around graveyards at night? You know, they're scared of them.
Haunts.
Sure. Yeah. Have you ever met anybody or do you know anybody that really believed in those things?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen one?
I heard one.
Whereabouts?
Here.
In this house?
Wish my, they said my husband died.
Oh.
He would come and knock on things around.
Mm.
And I just prayed and got it away from him. You see, if you pray and call the Lord's name, they'll leave him or come back.
Did it scare you?
I wasn't afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not somehow or another.
Hmm. Well, what would people say if they claim that those things get in a house? They'd say the house is...
haunted.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about, say, if you see a friend of yours that you hadn't seen in a long time, how would you, what would you say to them, you know, when you see him?
Oh, hello, I'm glad to see you.
Okay. Have you ever heard people around here say anything like, if you invited him over to your house, you might say, well, we'd be mighty proud to have you. Ever heard people say that?
Mm-hmm.
How would they say that?
Come on over. Oh, I've been thinking about coming to your house. Come on over. I'll be glad to have you.
Mm-hmm.
At any time you want to come.
Glad to have you or proud to have you?
Proud, either one. Glad or proud, either one of them means about the same.
Anything?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about, what might you say to yourself if you get a little put out with yourself? You know, having a meal and you just put all your favorite foods on your plate and then you go off and it slips out of your hand right on the floor. What might you say to yourself?
Oh, clumsy.
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
Right.
Careless.
Sure. Or say if you're just sitting there at the table just about to get started eating and you've got a nice fine roast or something like that and a dog jumps on the table and takes off the roast in his mouth. What might you say?
I don't know what I say because I ain't never had I ain't never had them to do that.
Right.
No.
Right. What's a... I know you probably don't use very strong language. What's about the strongest thing you would say, you know, in a case like that when you just really get upset?
Oh, damn.
Okay. That ought to cover it.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
That'd be the time to say it.
Well, the time to say it. You done got up there and got the roast.
Oh, man. Well, what about, you know, if somebody has said something about you that's not too flattering, not very nice, and it gets back to you, somebody tells you about it,
mm-hmm.
when you hear about it, what might you say?
I don't know what I would say. I just tell them that they're mistaken.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, do you hear a lot of people use the expression something like, why, the very
idea
of him saying that.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Say, if you met a friend of yours downtown, what might you say to them, you know, in the way of greeting them, asking about their health? You'd say,
hello. Mm-hmm. How you been doing?
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say anything at all if you met a person, you know, just casually downtown that you didn't know? Would you say anything at all to them in the way of greeting them?